Hello everybody, and welcome to today's Sunday Q&A, which we're going to get straight into, no particular intro today, with a question that is always at the forefront of everybody's mind on this channel. Should you join the CX, and is it worth it? So what I thought, you know, I did the video, done it before, done it several times before, but I think some of these videos need to have an update, because there's no point looking at a video that's 7 years old that's telling you should, like, basically quote to tap and save me for a penny farthing. You know, like, well, okay, that's not 7 years old, but you know what I mean. So it was Prince and a few other people said, is the CX worth it? I actually want to start. And I don't know if I'm in a position to comment anymore, because I've been doing it for 7 years and I've kind of been through it, started, gone through the mill, made a success, made a dash, and now I'm out the other side. So I think the most important thing is, Prince and anyone else who wants to start, this is what everybody else who watches the channel, a lot of people who are on the CX, think. So, Batman is, I'm sure that says most, yeah. He said, I'll be starting soon, not expecting it to be easy, but already got a small long wheelbase van. That's an oxymoron, etc. So, why not? If I can make money back from the membership, then why not? He said, I've been considering it for a long time, and I need to get out of the warehouse. Now, you see, this is a very important thing. Now, a lot of people knock it, but you've got to bear in mind, you don't know the position that people were in when they joined the CX. When I joined the CX, I was in a failing market trading business. If I'd have carried on in the business that I was doing, 4 weeks later, my prime market thinks she's shut, I would have been utterly out of a job. Without a CX, I'd have been lost. So it's all well and good to say it's not what it used to be, but potentially it still could be better than where you are. So these are something else I should have said when I considered the video. But the thing, having said that, it's not about me. It's about what you guys say. Stephen Bradley Courier Vlog said, definitely not anymore. Too dear to join and outdated. So no, not at all. Dale Steele, who's a regular commenter on the channel, says, answer, no. He says YouTube is so powerful and probably advertised app could destroy the CX in 6 months. I don't know about that, Dale. It's very, very established. There's an awful lot going on there. It costs a lot of money just to create an app now. But I know what you're saying. Competition, is there a possibility of room for two CXs in the market? I think they could even overtake CX. It won't be from me. Sir Justoff says, he says, no, for the following reasons. Too expensive subscription, too many people doing it, everybody undercutting everyone, e.g. loot and jobs for 80p per mile. Vehicle maintenance is too expensive nowadays. Too many hits on the road. Price of fuel and AI camera technology is now optional. So, again, another no. Against it all and for and something or other, it's just short answer, no. Especially if you're thinking of getting your own truck and have no consistent work lined up already. By the time you pay for fuel, truck finance, parking, maintenance and driver's wages, £200 loads a day just won't cut it. You can be bankrupt in no time, and if you price loads at what these companies should be paying, you simply won't get any work. You will always be outbidded. And this is another problem. We keep saying that, you know, maybe the price of the loads that are selling too little. But, I mean, I see how much Arctic loads are going for, and I'm thinking, you ain't even making any money there. But the thing is, you might be making the money on the way up. It might be a backload. And the CX is fundamentally supposed to be a backload platform. So, you know, you write in that when you will, like, you know. So, Com Kandre says, he said, it is hard on the CX today. Low volume of work created, battle to book a job, and therefore cheap prices. Like in 2021, think twice before you make a decision. It certainly seems to be wary if you're going to go for it, you know. User CN said, I've had 8 years on the CX, some good times, some bad, but now it's quite ridiculous. 80p, even 70 to 75p a mile for 3.5 ton curtain side that cost 40k to buy and 2k to insure. It's bye-bye from me. Mike Pulpit says, it will be a no from me when renewal comes up. Been almost 7 years now and worse year on year with exorbitant subscription costs, the addition of Trusted with a D. Who loves Trusted? No, not me. No one loves Trusted. Has driven me to distraction with with its pettiness and nagging emails. It is annoying. And Shane Hardy says, regarding the comments, I think everyone is disagreeing with you, Pete. There seems to be a lot of people who have fallen out of love with the CX. To be honest with you, Shane, they're not disagreeing with me because I never said you should join or you shouldn't, and I never have. I just wanted to do this one to give people an idea of, you know, if you think, and I've always said, it's not a magic wand. No one's going to knock on your door and give you £1 million. You get out what you put in. I still believe it can work. I believe it probably is harder. As for joining the CX, it's the impossible question because there's just too many imponderables. I mean, so there were some pluses. By 72 says, if you're an experienced courier with other work, Courier Exchange is an extra source of work and can get you some great contacts. So it's not all doom and gloom. Domain Name Guy says, the Courier Exchange is only 5 to 10% of UK loads moving in the haulage exchange, etc. Most companies don't rely on return loads. They get, you know, so they go and get their own customers and then use the CX for return loads. Day in, day, couriers need to get their own customers. How do you get end-user customers? I've done a video on it on how to get end-user customers. It's the way forward. And use the Courier Exchange as a backup, you know, for backloads and if you have a particularly quiet day type of thing. Leachy says, I think a lot of it depends on where you live in the UK. I live on the south coast near Brighton. They're better areas, there are worse areas. It's been really slow today and I didn't pick anything up until the afternoon. I found if I don't get a job booked in the following morning, then it's very unlikely I won't get a job until 9 a.m. It's so bad at the moment, I'm seriously thinking of not renewing my subscription when it runs out at the end of the month. I also think the CX knows there's a lot of work around and I've been missing seeing jobs over 40 miles away from my home when the settings are set for 25 miles. I've been seeing jobs 40 miles away. That's kind of, you think I'll bid on that, you go, hang on a second, it's going to take me an hour and a half to get that. How does that work? So at this moment in time, I would say the CX is not worth the money. We'll come to my thing at the end. David Fletcher says, the real message is scarcity economics 101. Price out demand. A reduction in supply is what you want. So the problem seems to be, and you know, is again, it's a bit like the green badge black cab driver thing. There are just too many people on the platform. If more people, if they kind of fall off, there could be less people. Then you'll get better money for the jobs because it's a supply and demand curve, isn't it? And finally, user Android's name. Road transport is all about economies of scale. The bigger you are, the more profit you can make by spreading your operating costs across the fleet. A single owner driver must be scraping the barrel for any profit. I don't know about that one. I've known other people that have turned around and said that every time they've tried to expand, all it's done is actually sort of kick them. My personal view on it is this. I think it is harder than it used to be. I think there are a lot of people out there that are quoting too cheap, still quoting prices that they shouldn't be quoting anymore, and that does make it very, very difficult. On the other side of things, you don't know where anyone starts from. Like I say, I was about to be out of work, and through 7 years I've been on the CX, I was doing okay out of it, and I've actually managed to get a transferable skill, which is something I didn't have before. The bottom line is this, and I did this video before, so I'll do you a link. It's the Burt Price School of Gardening, which is my my wife's granddad. And he said, it's very, very straightforward with gardening. People check pH levels. Will the plant live? Does it need loam soil? You plant it, it will live or it will die. So I think if you want to go for it, be wary. Take the minimum risk you possibly can. Try it. And if it doesn't work out, you can wipe your mouth and you can walk away. If it does work out, I wish you the best of luck. And I hope you take care, take money. It's not the end of the video. So, it's just one of those things. There is no definitive answer. Should you join the CX? I don't know. I don't know. It's just too many imponderables. All I will say is, listen to what everybody else has said. Obviously, it's very tough. So, I really don't think this is going to be a magic carpet ride, because it ain't. And if you do it, I wish you the best of luck. I fear you may need it. So there we go, 2024, should you join the CX? And that's that one, put to bed for another, 3 weeks. Right, so we've got the wise guys. We had a couple of these this week. Neptune Courier says, regarding vans in Europe, if it's under 2.5 ton, then you don't need an operator's license. So as long as you, if you're running a Luton in a Luton, Europe, and chances are if you are doing Europe, you probably do want a Luton, one of them sort of ones with the curtain that goes all around the side, a little sort of that you can sew up in the corners. But if it's under 2.5 ton, you don't need one. So, and all right. Jazdeep Chattel says, has anyone in the Heathrow area got, I think he's looking for parking for like a lorry or two in the Heathrow area. I'm going to wish you the best of luck on that one, my friend, because it starts to get a bit like hen's teeth if you get inside the, in the M25. Outside the M25, you've got the odd farm and stuff like that that might help. But if anyone knows of anything, if you can put it on the comments and we can pass it on to the gentleman as we do, try and help each other out a little bit, like, you know. So, and a few miscellaneous. Gary says, there's a reason why... I know I'm always having a pop at Four Customs. The truth of the matter is, Gary, I actually like Four Customs. They're a good-looking van. My boss, Dan, has got one, which is kind of like a people carrier where he keeps his kids' bikes in the back. Oh, I've done a video today about Oliver Hall. It's the boy. He's my boss's boy. And he's kind of, he races many motorbikes. The guy's good. So if you wonder what's coming up on this one, it's just because, and it's good practice for me doing interviews with people, but bless him, he's a good lad. And I just would like to get a little bit of exposure out if I can, but it's coming up soon. So, yeah, that's a good-looking van. The Customs are a good-looking van. You can park it on the driveway. I have a few problems with it. A, it's raving expensive. It's a good-looking van. It's a lot of dough. B, it doesn't carry an awful lot. But which, if you're a chippy, or if you're an electrician, and that's your mate, and you could use it, you know, you could use it. You can go to football on a Sunday in it. You can take the family down, you know, down to the beef eater in it, or whatever, you know, sort of down a restaurant, a local pub. It's a good. It's a multi-purpose van. Four Customs are great vans. Are they courier vans? Don't know. You can't get a lot in them, you know, for the amount of money you've got to lay on it. And then you can sort of say, well, I can only quote jobs of like £2 or less. I'm probably now going to get a stream of people in that next week's update. You can get more than £2 for Ford Custom. Can you? I don't know. We'll see. But no, I like them. But he says there's a reason why Ford Customs are the market leaders. And by the way, they can carry more weight than any of their competitors. However, I do enjoy your videos. Take care, take money. Thank you very much, Gary. I do enjoy Ford Customs. I can see why they're great vans. If I had loads of dough, my chances are I might just end up driving around either. I think rather than Aston Martin, I would probably end up driving around either a pickup or a Ford Custom. Chances are it'd probably be a pickup. Jim on the Run said, he said, here's one for you, Pete. Here's a little story. Oh, anybody enjoyed a robot story, by the way, the one I nicked from Ian Banks? I'll be doing lots more of these Life on the Road videos. I'm nicking more stories off of Ian Banks, my favourite author. He said, here's one for you, Pete. I cracked the near side mirror on my Merc Atego on Monday morning, immediately ordered one on eBay for 15 quid, got it delivered Tuesday morning. No downtime for the truck. Brilliant. Took me less than a minute to unclip the old one and fit the one, which is perfect fit. I put my receipt in for petty cash and got asked to see the transport manager. He informed me not to source non-genuine parts. He said stuff like mirrors must be fitted by a main dealer, £80 plus VAT for fitting, and a load of downtime and wages. This is what happens when you work for a well-known private healthcare company which is non-profitable and gets paid for spending money. It's nonsense, isn't it, really? There's nothing wrong with aftermarket parts. Yeah, and it's just, some of the things that you have to... This is lorries. I've said all the way along, lorries, I still think, are the way forward, but they are involved. And if you're getting into proper stuff like this, time off the road, it's just... Oh, it's a nightmare. Helen Lloyd, this was to do with tipping at Lidl's. Lady truck driver, I assume, with tips at Lidl's. She said, I have read all the comments. I agree with some and disagree with others. I personally don't like tipping at Lidl or Aldi. When delivering produce, they want tomatoes in lane 35, potatoes in lane 23, lettuce in 17, avocados in 28. It's a nuisance. She said, I hate the place. Each and every RDC has an attitude problem towards supply drivers. Also, be warned, dear truckers, do not put your taco on rest when tipping. Voza, Gestapo. I mean, come on. Helen, that's a little bit strong, isn't it? was in Little Livingston one morning checking the mode rest and other work. Now, the one thing I have said before, if you are tipping at Lidl's, be wary. At Lidl's only, because you get to tip yourself. But they will stay outside and go, well, you've just had us on rest all the time. So I had to get the gear off. Oh, they took it off. No, they didn't. We know they didn't. We know you did. So be careful of that one. And finally this week, Godzilla's says, always, oh, this is on opening curtains. Always a good idea to open the curtains one at a time on a windy day and then strap them back in place as you go. Unless you fancy half an hour kip next to the trucks, be woken up by laughing people when you hide this and a pole-shaped crease along the side of your forehead. I don't know if you can see the bump that's there. Twice! I don't think it helps in the fact that we seem to have our warehouse in Windy City. I've had the bar hit me, and then just Friday, the one of the clips, picked up, dunk! Oh, I'm just trying to put the curtain in one with one hand whilst rubbing my head with the other, but hey, that's what we're doing it, really. So, and finally, in conclusion this week, Paul Sexton says, love the videos. Ken Bruce and Potmaster are still around on Greatest Hits Radio. I know. There's two things. Firstly, I can't stand the adverts. And secondly, Greatest Hits Radio will only play old Greatest Hits. I kind of want to hear the new stuff too. I flick between Six Music and Radio 2 because I want to hear the new sort of indie music and I want to hear the new pop music. Because otherwise, you just end up listening to the same stuff over and over and over again. Oh, there's no point in having a Spotify that's fully Duran Duran and Spandau Ballet, is there? The world moves on. But yeah, so that's it for another week. Once again, thank you all for listening. Have a lovely Sunday. Enjoy the up-and-coming sunshine, and take care, take money.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Finish up projects with GE-branded silicone sealants. Tub and tile silicone is 100% waterproof and offers same-day water readiness, making it perfect to use in kitchens and bathrooms. Shop our selection of GE sealants in-store and on Menards.com and save big. Plus, check out the weekly flyer to view all of our other great deals happening this week. Save big.